Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio. Brought to you by PDMS.
5 minutes to eight. This morning on the election spot, a man who was one of the founding members of the Liberal Vannan Party on the island, Nigel Dobson, 57, a businessman, run pubs in the island, so familiar face to many people. Former chairman of Lon and Commissioners, tried in 2006 for the Garve seat, is having another crack at it. Good morning, Mr. Dobson.
Good morning, John.
Welcome. Is this the make or break election for the Lib Vans? It is, isn't it? I mean, if you don't do well, the party doesn't do well this time, well, what's the point of it all?
I don't think it's make or break at all. That's for the point of it, is to give people a choice. That's what elections are about.
They didn't seem to want the choice the last election.
I think at the last election we've been in existence for less than 3 months and achieved sort of 27-28% of the popular vote. We didn't stand in all the constituencies. I think that was remarkable in the period of time we'd existed.
So you've got 27% last time. Uh-huh. What is your aim this time? It must be 50% or more, surely.
No, the aim this time is to get more members.
More members. How many members have you got at the moment?
We've got one member in the House of Keys at the moment. We'd like more than one.
Well, you would need more than one to actually be able to achieve anything, don't you?
Yes, we certainly do.
Well, you had two actually last time, but only for a short period.
For about 2 years.
Can you tell us how many candidates are actually standing? I mean, you obviously have been a founder member. Mm-hmm. Presumably you're very much involved in the planning of all this.
There are still more names to be released, but you'll find out in due course, John.
Well, look forward to it. You say a strong voice is needed to challenge and question government. Do you mean your strong voice or the party as a whole?
The party as a whole. I think democracy doesn't work unless there's scrutiny of some description. Scrutiny doesn't necessarily mean opposition. You don't have to be against everything.
Yeah, but you're not going to be a member of the government. Your party has said we won't be a member of the government. That puts you in the opposition camp, doesn't it?
Well, that rather depends upon the electorate, doesn't it? I mean, if we put 8 or 10 or 12 or 14 members up and the electorate voters all in, we may well be the government. Time will tell. The electorate decide who the government is in all democracies, not me.
Yeah. What are the main issues that you think in this election, and Garve in particular, that need pressing forward?
I don't think it's a case of Garve in particular. I think Garve is part of the island. This is a national election. And without question, the economy is going to be a major...
Don't the people of Garve think we're people of Garve? We're rather important. We rather like ourselves.
I certainly think the people of Garve need representing, and I will represent them from the floor of the House of Keys, something that they've lacked for the last 5 years. But the main thing that we need over the next 5 years...
Well, what do you mean they've lacked it? I mean, the present incumbent probably thinks he's done quite a good job.
He's not had a voice on the floor of the House of Keys. The Speaker doesn't. The Speaker presides. He has a vote, but he doesn't have a voice. He doesn't take part in debates. He doesn't take part in government.
But he's been very active in various issues.
Indeed, he has.
So you would see yourself as replacing him, basically, and pushing forward what issues in particular in Garve?
I think the main thing we've got over the next 5 years is the economy, without any query or question. And it's filling that gap that the VAT bombshell has left us.
Where do the cuts come? Can I ask you to be specific? Where would you say that the slimming down should take place?
Without going into the details of being in office and seeing where the cuts come and made it difficult, but what I do think is that they've introduced from the scope and structure report of 2006 a great deal of the structure. They've done very little about the scope, and I think we seriously have to look at the scope of government and make savings there. Perhaps in some areas, it depends. If not privatisation, certainly rationalisation. You can take the airport, for instance. Anne Reynolds recently admitted that she felt that the airport, if it was in private hands, could run at £2 million a year less than it currently does. You don't necessarily need to privatise it, but you do have to look at perhaps putting private practice changes in it to make it efficient and cost effective.
Well, let's take it, for instance, we've heard in the news today of a coach firm, basically, who was suffering because the government is taking work off them to give to their own, basically,
Absolutely.
Their organisation. Someone will suffer, obviously, if the government pulls in horns and does it itself, then private sector will suffer.
I have no problems with the people giving contracts to government if it's more competitive. I mean, are they putting these out to tender or are they just saving government jobs? I don't know.
Mm. As far as the Chief Minister's role is concerned, you presumably would like to see your leader as Chief Minister.
I would like to...
I'm talking about Peter Caron.
I think at the moment it's unlikely that we're going to have a majority in the House of Keys, therefore it's unlikely that Peter will be Chief Minister.
But Timor will vote on a Chief Minister.
Yes, they
have
will.
To find a position. Do you think that your leader is a man who could lead this country in the next 5 years?
I think that's a decision for Timor.
Well, you must have faith in your leader, otherwise you wouldn't be...
Of course I have faith in my leader, but we're not anticipating being in government in a couple of months' time. I would love to be, but the reality of the fact is we probably won't.
So how many members do you think you will gain? Have you got a ballpark figure?
No, I don't. I have a figure in my head, which I'm not going to tell you, by the way, but I have a figure in my head that I'd like to see
as achieved.
Well,
you're not telling me, you're telling the listeners.
I would like to see us do somewhat better than we did last time.
Well, you couldn't do much worse, really, because you've got one...
28% of the vote when you've been in existence for 3 months. Two members.
Well, 1.5.
One chose to do other things.
And you'll be staying with the party if you do win.
Absolutely.
Nigel Dobson, going for the seat of Garth in the election on September the 29th. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Mandate. It's 8 o'clock.